Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, Renew the Face of the Earth.
Psalm 104, the Responsorial Psalm. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. The earth is full of your creatures. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May you be glad in your works. Pleasing to you be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Earth, our planet, which Pope Francis has now famously called our common home. We call on the Holy Spirit to do this work of renewal, that same Spirit who came to rest on the disciples as tongues of fire and who shook the place where they were like a noisy, strong, driving wind. The same Spirit whom Jesus breathed quietly on the disciples as he offered them his peace. Manifestations of the Holy Spirit have been and are infinitely varied. This Spirit knows no boundaries, cannot be contained or controlled by any of us, alone or corporately. Today's all-important, glorious Feast of Pentecost prompts us once again to come to know more deeply this power within and among us, to listen for and to watch for its messages, its calls to us. Today, May 23rd, 2021, happens to fall within what the Vatican has designated as Laudato Si Week, May 16th to 25th, a time set aside for global celebrations of the 6th anniversary of Pope Francis' remarkable encyclical Laudato Si, Care for Our Common Home. And in that title, I hear, Renew the Face of the Earth. Drawing on and appealing to both head and heart, intellect and emotion, science and spirituality, the Pope's words illustrate to me the epitome of a line from St. Hildegard of Bingen, who wrote, "Human beings are the thinking heart, called to be co-creators with God in shaping the world." Francis's words profoundly challenge our human responsibility for the exploitation and destruction of planet Earth. His strongest emphasis throughout falls on the interconnectedness of all of creation, including human life. The cries of the earth and the cries of the poor are simply two sides of one coin. Chapter 4 of the encyclical, entitled Integral Ecology, is a particularly brilliant illumination of the complexity of relationships and the clear call of the Spirit to environmental justice on multiple levels. The Spirit calls us, and the Spirit is with us in our task. We are co-creators in shaping our world. I recall the short prayer we used to say before every class, every day, for 4 years at the college I attended before entering the Dominicans. The college was dedicated to the Trinity. And this is what we prayed. May the power of the Father govern and protect us. May the wisdom of the Son teach and enlighten us. May the love of the Spirit renew and quicken us. That verb, quicken, has intrigued me from the very beginning. Today, it suggests to me something like, wake us up, arousing us a passion for a really wholehearted response to Laudato Si, care for our common home, to renew the face of the earth. We who share one sacred breath with all of creation pray, come, Holy Spirit, quicken us.